courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD, all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today, talking about an issue that perhaps has been forgotten and left behind, and I'm calling it the ghost of COVID, because we're seeing the foreshadowing of what could be the next major approach to do the lockdown in America because of a mosquito-borne virus that is a pandemic in China as we speak. I'm looking at a headline that says, CDC issues a travel health notice for the mosquito-borne virus in China. The CDC issued a travel warning about the outbreak of this southern China painful mosquito-borne virus. The CDC issued a travel warning of the outbreak. The article further says, health officials are warning all travelers about a painful mosquito virus. Issued a travel warning about the Chikungunya outbreak in southern China. It goes on to talk about it. It's very unpleasant, etc., etc., etc. The people may survive the virus, but it is very difficult. It's about a 7 to 10 day virus illness if you're bitten by that particular mosquito. But ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm calling it the ghost of COVID, because we can all look back and recall what happened with COVID. You remember? All of the family members, any family member that had COVID or that was, put into the hospital as a patient and they got listed as COVID. It was a mega, multi-billion-dollar profitable disease, if you please, a virus that the health industry, the medical industry, the doctors profited majorly as a result of it. But once a patient is in put in the bed in a hospital for COVID, you couldn't go see that person. You had to wear a mask. You could not go outside. You could not go into a grocery store without a mask. The lie from Sir Anthony Fauci was, you've got to stay 6 foot separation. You've got to have a mask, maybe 2 masks, maybe 3, maybe 4. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what are the latest things? It's not funny. It's sad. But one of the video interviews of Sir Anthony Fauci stated, when he was asked and put his ears pinned back about the radical lie in his so-called science, when he was stating that it was efficacious, beneficial to get the COVID vaccination, he said, we knew, listen, that it would cause myocarditis, that is heart disease, heart failure, in young men 25 to 55 years of age. He said, we knew it. But, he said, we felt that more people would die from COVID than from the COVID shot that would give heart failure, so therefore that was what we recommended. Now, that wasn't stated at the time. We're all in the, if you please, the churn in relationship to being locked down, relationship to being mandated that you put a mask on, thrown out of a business that didn't have a mask, couldn't go to the hospital as loved ones were dying because they were being given a drug ordered by CDC that destroyed their lungs, liver, heart, and kidneys and caused ultimately death. ladies and gentlemen, I can see that very clearly because we lived through it, and some of you did also. Some of us lost loved ones as a result of it. So I am absolutely highly agitated and very bothered when I see the potentiality of another COVID, potential outcome in America, as we're witnessing today. Because right now in China, they're following this identical protocol that they followed, instituted, and used during the COVID outbreak, where they, the Chinese government, murdered mega millions upon millions of people. I believe Kenneth is still on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your questions or comments.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I'm going to be honest. I think you called Barack Hussein Obama. He got us into this mess because when he asked China for, I think, something of $20 billion to have our companies, the auto companies, get back on track. And he sent billions of dollars over there to them for their lab, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that is true. In fact, a lot of things took place during the Obama administration. I just had a little parenthetical footnote. Barack Hussein Obama was never a U.S. citizen. He had faulty, phony, fictitious credentials. He was put in there. He was put in there by the globalists that put him in office because of the desire to fundamentally change the United States of America and to devolve, allow America to be forcefully devolved into a socialist, Marxist, communist regime in America. And he carried out his third term through autopen Biden. Biden was simply a puppet, and so anything that we talk about through the Obama Biden administration was absolutely fictitious, fraudulent, and for a detriment for the United States of America and for its survival. Everything that was done was to fundamentally change America, to destroy America. And you had the autopen Biden that, according to Comer's investigation, the legislative investigation, some 10, 12, or 13 LLCs, limited liability corporations, where the Biden family cabal took in hundreds of millions of dollars in theft for, peddling influence around the globe. So all of those things, and that's the point that I'm trying to make today as we look at this, is we're seeing the potential for a replay of what happened then. However, there is one exception, as most everybody listening should already have calculated. That one exception is that we have a new sheriff in town. We have a new leader in the Oval Office. And that new leader put into position Health and Human Services a man by the name of Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy is not an anti-vaxxer, but he is a total an individual that's totally consumed with wanting to prevent the vaccinations from harming the citizens in America. So I'm thankful for that. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, our consideration. And I'll go back to the text that I started with. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's the challenge for today, is to recognize that our only hope, our only trust should be in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, not in man, not in scientists, not in that Sir Anthony Fauci's, not in any president, though we recognize that God has divinely intervened and put Trump into office. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer that we keep praying, keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. When we talk about the ghost of COVID, listen to this headline: haunting number of deaths of unborn after COVID shot mirrors the effect of a chemical abortion. Listen to this frightening information. An obstetrician and gynecologist has confirmed in testimony to the U.S. Senate that the figure for the miscarriaging deaths following COVID shots demanded by the Biden administration officials for pregnant women mirrors the effect of a chemical abortion. The stunning news of the threat for the drug push by the Joe Biden onto the American public during the China virus pandemic came from Dr. James Thorpe, who delivered a haunting moment in testimony at the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Thorpe, that's T-H-O-R-P, explained that women vaccinated during the first trimester suffered an 82% miscarriage rate. He said, too, that the government knew that it would do this. He cited an infamous study from the New England Journal of Medicine that claimed 12.6% miscarriage rate. But when you isolate the data for women vaccinated in the first trimester, the miscarriage rate goes to 82%. The figure mirrors the effect of a chemical abortion drug, Dr. Thorpe said. The forced delivery of COVID shots to tens of millions of Americans never was without serious question and controversy. It was even more so on the concept of requiring pregnant women to take the chemical treatment that carried out and brought about miscarriages, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the ghost of COVID. And we still have the residuum of those COVID mandates, those that feel that somehow, some way, the local municipalities, the local counties and cities in some states still think that they have the authority to take away our civil rights, our constitutional rights, and to force human beings to bow to the demand of government control. I'm looking at a headline. PSI Chairman Johnson releases the report. Failure to warn about the risk of myocarditis following COVID-19 vaccinations. Listen to the hearing of Senator Johnson. The title of his hearings is this: The Corruption of Science and Federal Health Agencies, How Health Officials Downplayed and Hid Heart Disease and Other Adverse Effects Associated with COVID-19 Vaccination, end quote. In conjunction with the hearing, the chairman released an interim majority report along with more than 2,400 pages of records detailing the failure of health officials and agencies to properly warn the public of the risk of myocarditis and related heart inflammation conditions following the RNA COVID-19 vaccination. One final little footnote here. Records produced pursuant to the subpoena revealed the following: in the first half of 2021, federal health officials had ample evidence of myocarditis and related heart inflammation conditions occurring in young adults who received the COVID-19 vaccination. In fact, it was recently when a video was uncovered of Sir Anthony Fauci that believed in science, as he called it. It was voodoo science because it was thought up and pulled right out of the brain of Sir Anthony Fauci, not out of science books or science research, anything of that nature. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about the COVID. We were lied to about its efficacy. We were lied to about what it would do. In fact, the COVID vaccinations would paralyze, sterilize, or kill those that would take the jabs in general. Everyone must have 1, 2, 3 booster shots. All lies. Ladies and gentlemen, it was designed for two things. The COVID vaccination and the COVID plandemic was designed for two things. Number one, control the people. Now pause for a moment. The federal government, through its agencies, pushing the COVID and the lockdown of churches, the lockdown of businesses, and causing bankruptcy and a major astronomical effect that it had on America's financial institutions and financial stability. It was to control the people. Secondly, the purpose for the pandemic was to control the population. As Dr. Wise, as I referred to earlier, said that it was a mass genocide designed for that purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my earnest prayer today that all of Americans, what we've learned from COVID must not, cannot be forgotten. We cannot depend on government. We cannot depend on the Marxist media. We cannot turn around and say, well, you know, the government says it, that settles it, we need to do it. I don't care who's in the presidential Oval Office. We need to make the decision. Listen, if a woman can destroy the baby in her womb saying, my body, my choice, then every citizen in America need to recognize we have the choice of saying no to what a government, any agency might say that we need. Listen, I was the renegade. I said, I'm not taking the shot. I said, I'm not putting on a mask. Got chased out of two or three places of business because I refused to put a mask on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're finally unpeeling that onion. We're finally recognizing the deception, the lie that was perpetrated on all of Americans based on the so-called COVID plandemic. May I say to you, we need to recognize that even today, there's still the residuum of the COVID mandate. I'm looking at a headline that says, she listened to the doctors about which vaccination to get. Her school kicked her out anyway. A 16-year-old girl is fighting back after she was kicked out of school for not getting a vaccination doctor said could harm her. The girl and her mother filed a lawsuit against the Oceanside School District in New York, alleging that the district is punishing her for acting on the advice of her own doctors. Sarah Doe, a pseudonym that has been used in the lawsuit, was barred from attending class after opting to skip the final two doses of hepatitis B vaccine on the advice of six doctors and nurse practitioners that warned her about her health if she took the vaccinations. Sarah's medical problems started back in 2019. Her mother, Jane Doe, also a pseudonym, told the Daily Wire. That's when the New York repealed parents' ability to obtain exemptions from certain vaccinations required for students to attend the school. Jane said it was a very difficult decision, but after homeschooling Sarah did not work for them, Sarah caught up on her vaccinations. Listen to this. Over a two-month period of time, Sarah received 18 different vaccination doses. Jane said the overload of the vaccine sparked severe autoimmune conditions and kidney disease, debilitating migraines, continuous rashes, and a diagnosis of von Willebrand's disease, a bleeding disorder where blood does not clot properly. Sarah recalled becoming septic in the hospital. We were like, all of a sudden, the new norm was seeing doctors. Due to the health condition, Sarah did not get the last dose of the hepatitis B vaccine. She instead submitted to the school's blood titers of lab tests and shows of concentration of specific antibodies. Last September, the school told Jane that the test was negative and that Sarah must get the final dose of the vaccine. The article wraps up, but Sarah's condition, several doctors told her she shouldn't get the final dose. In October, Jane submitted three medical exemptions from three doctors, one after the other. The school denied all of them and demanded the vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Gestapo. Ladies and gentlemen, that's China-style government. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we saw back in the COVID days. That's the reason I'm calling it the ghost of COVID. We need to recognize what we saw in the past, and we need to stand against it in the future. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to understand the dangers that we're dealing with and look at it from what we've seen in the past. Looking at a headline, CDC. Listen, this article is dated August the 5th. It's recent. CDC insists people get more COVID shots despite a long list of dangerous side effects. Listen, we've got a good president in office. We've got somebody that's supposed to be head of the Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy. But yet we have those that are still operating as lone wolves, if you please, trying to make some decisions that are against our Constitution, number one, against our health. This article reads, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is insisting that people take more COVID shots this year, despite a long list of serious side effects that include cardiac arrest and or death. Article further reads, the shots were introduced during the pandemic several years ago that circled the globe and killed millions. They were introduced under an experimental label as manufacturers wanted to start selling them before the ordinary testing procedures were done. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole bottom line was that under the Biden administration, they wound up with major exceptions, even though they were covering the fact of the human trials where people died and where the drug was proven to cause major side effects such as sterilization, paralyzation, and major other diseases. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question. A comment, please.
I mean, it's I don't know what word to use, insanity, crazy, or they out of their mind. You remember when zombie Biden got all the shots and he almost died because he had the Chinese virus? He contacted it. So everything that he did with the health care provider to the president didn't protect him from that. So I don't know if these people, I wonder where's the common sense and the logic. Because if Biden was the champion of being vaccinated, do this and do that, and he championed it. I had all of it, and he almost died. Why they keep talking about this nonsense? I mean, it's just crazy.
And it's called MONEY. In fact, right now, I read an article just this morning said President Trump has declared war on Big Pharma. I have stacks and stacks of articles and research where Robert Kennedy has right now, he has said, we're going to stop the ad campaign on all television networks. Most are not aware, Jose, that the Big Pharma buying up mega billions of dollars worth of ads on all of the networks, and the networks then must carry the water, if you please, must carry the bucket in promoting those pharmaceuticals. And right now, I'm thankful that Robert Kennedy says that is going to stop. I'm thankful that President Trump has basically, there was a $600 million contract signed by Joe Biden, $600 million with Moderna for more vaccinations. President Trump, 2 weeks ago, canceled that contract, $600 million worth that was to be poured into the society. So these big pharma and all of those movers and shakers with that, they must find a new virus. They must find a new pandemic. They must find a new emergency so that they can use the vaccinations. And it's the same material, generally speaking, labeled differently depending on the particular virus that they claim that we're going to die from. So it's money. The love of money is the root of all evil, the scripture says.
Yeah. It is so crazy, brother. And there's many ingredients on what we eat and what we drink that they have forbidden in Europe. Some of those dyes, you know what I mean? That's not good. But you're using it here in America. I wonder why. I think it's the money that you mentioned. And to be honest, they don't really care. They poison us little by little with what we eat and the chemicals that they put in it. And as long as they got money, hey, I guess that's the mentality. It's so unfortunate, brother. But I think Robert Kennedy is doing a great thing, and it's about time somebody step up and say, wait a minute, no, we need to stop this nonsense. Because that's killing millions of people that we don't know. And like you mentioned, the media and all those commercials. Have you seen those commercials? This pill help you for your headache. But the side effects are suicide thoughts. You might jump from the building. You might feel anger, hatred, bitterness. You want to commit suicide. Wait a minute. I better deal with the headache myself than taking those pills because the side effects are worse than the illness. I mean, it's laughable when I hear those commercials, to be
absolutely
honest.
And Jose, one of the things, the reason I laugh is because most doctors, as you said and alluded to, will write a prescription for some pharmaceutical. You take that drug or that pill, whatever it may be, and then 2-3 weeks later, you got a side effect. You go to your doctor sends you to a different physician that will give you a different drug to offset the side effect of the pill that the previous doctor gave you. It doesn't stop. It is where once a person gets hooked, and especially with the different viruses that are supposedly contained by a vaccine. Once that vaccine goes into your body, then Big Pharma has you for the rest of your life. The rest of your life.
Brother. And so, there's doctors here in the local area that I know with the trade that I do. They own 2-3 pharmacies. One is for kill you the pain, painkillers pharmacy. We kill you the pain. And the other one is to get you hooked, get you out of the addiction. Explain that to me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
On one pharmacy, then they'll sell you the pain kills to get you hooked on painkillers, and then they got another pharmacy to get you out of it.
That's so, it.
I mean,
it's
they are millionaires with that business like that.
That's right.
They ruined lives. That's what.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, and
God
it's sad
you,
but true. God bless you, and thank you so much for the insight. Ladies and gentlemen, I continue with that article. CDC insists more people need to get COVID shots despite a long list of dangerous side effects. This article reads, the medical establishment includes such high-profile personalities as Anthony Fauci, the advisor to Joe Biden of CDC on COVID, who once insisted the argument with him was arguing with the with science. If you argue with Joe, with Sir Anthony Fauci, he said you're arguing with science, publicly rejected existing treatments that could have helped some people. For example, this article writes, the drugs that could have helped people rather than killing them, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, because for experimental products to be used, there must be no other treatment available, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about looking at the, if you please, the ghost of COVID. Go back and remember that all of the World Health Organization, all of the CDC, all the Health and Human Services Department, everybody said that ivermectin was just a horse paste, that hydroxychloroquine was not efficacious for COVID. And now we're finding, you can go on the CDC website, it recommends hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You can go to World Health Organization, and they say ivermectin is a good, if you please, product to use against COVID and other viruses, et cetera, et cetera. But we were told the lie that it was not efficacious and not to use it. In fact, it was laughed at, mocked at on all of the socialist, Marxist, communist news that was on television because they were bought and paid for by Big Pharma. So my concern is, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look back at the ghost of COVID to recognize where we're headed and what we need to see and understand before we enter that door. I am thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that we have the right person. I say the right person. I think the right person in the Oval Office. I believe Donald Trump was wise, putting Robert Kennedy into the Health and Human Services Department. But ladies and gentlemen, the dangerous virus now that's spreading by mosquitoes already been found in America, supposedly, in China. Listen, how are we to handle the virus? How are they handling it today in China? Drones spraying, I said it earlier, drones spraying buildings with insecticides, spraying human beings and plants with insecticides, supposedly to prevent the spreading. Chinese authorities are visiting by force, entering into homes and spraying the families. Lockdowns are being used, much like China used during the slaughter of hundreds of thousands in China, being during the height of the COVID pathogen in China. Recently, Sir Anthony Fauci, and I touched on this earlier, and I'll repeat it for the benefit of your remembering, that Sir Anthony Fauci said that for a healthy young man, 25 to 55 years of age, he said that they knew that they'd have myocarditis and heart attacks, and it would kill many, but it would kill more with COVID if they didn't give them the shots. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the ghost of COVID and prevent the future. Here is the article that I alluded to earlier. Robert F. Kennedy calls for the ban on all Big Pharma's most powerful tools, and that is the television ads. Kennedy is likely to ban all of the direct consumer DTC drugs over-the-counter advertising on television. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's a wise move. I believe we need to recognize what happened with COVID. Who were the movers and shakers? Who were the financial advisors? Who was it that made the most money? And why is it that we should have this go before us and not do so with open eyes? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. You are invited.